WHO.
Good morning. It's 6:36 here this morning with Van and Bonnie at WHO. And on the, this is the toned, the buff, the physically fit United States Senator Charles Grassley. Good morning, Senator Grassley.
Hey, I wish I was were in the studio there with you, and I wish we had that ice cream that we always used to eat together while I was there.
Me too.
I don't eat as much of that as I used to. We were on the phone just before we went on the air here, and I the difference between you and me, you've always been fit, and I just got fit.
let me tell you, don't give up on the ice cream, because I have ice cream almost every day. And I weigh exactly the same as I did 1 year ago right now.
Yay.
And to
good
what
for you.
What do you attribute that? Is it your exercising?
Well, I think, I ran 3 miles this morning. I think that helps. I do a few push-ups. I don't have a very rigorous one, except when you're 83, running 3 miles is pretty vigorous.
Very vigorous.
I better be more honest. It's probably jogging instead of running.
Yeah. Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you was I only caught part of this thing about how you challenged a reporter to a push-up contest. Is that true?
No, somebody from Bloomberg, if you don't mind me giving your competition some credit. Bloomberg was interviewing me last week, and he says, I do push-ups. I hear you do push-ups, too. And so I wasn't challenging him, but I said, well, when we get done here, we'll do some push-ups. So he didn't think I was serious. So we got down, I did 25. I don't know how many he did, but, he's one of these smart alecks. He not only did a quick push-up, he clapped his hands before he put his hands back down again. but it kind of goes way back to when I was being interviewed by a TV station in Des Moines before the election. And I got done with the interview, and the interviewer said, how do you keep in shape? She happened to know I was running, and I said, well, I do push-ups. And she says, no, you don't do push-ups. I said, well, I'll show you. She said, then give me 20. Well, I gave her 22. And they put it on their YouTube or something. And then another time I was up at St. Asger High School, and the teacher said, I told the kids not to or challenge you to push-ups. And we got through 1 hour of Q&A with the students, and some little girl, 13 years old, weighed about 100 pounds, said, do you do push-ups? So I had to do push-ups, and the teacher said to her, you get down there and do them. She stopped at 13, and I get to 25.
this plays right into the hands of this thing that we're doing, the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative. In fact, I can remember when people would come in here and we'd help them promote that, and I felt really guilty because I was not helping anybody, by the way. I was just way overweight and everything, and so that's one of the reasons that I changed, but you're a good role model for that.
Well, I started running when I was 65, so I've been running 18 years, and I think that helps. But I did it for reasons that going to visiting nursing homes and finding out how difficult it is for recreation directors at nursing homes to get people to do simple exercises. I thought to myself, there's a lesson for me in that, and that's when I decided to start running.
Were you an athlete in school?
I was a very bad first baseman and too clumsy to play basketball.
I figured you ran because you had all the girls chasing you, Senator.
Well, hey, you're a dreamer when you say that.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again. And I thought, I saw a little video of that, and I thought, what in the world is going on? So you've explained it well here this morning.
Okay, well, I'm glad to do it. And if you have me on your program sometime and you want to do push-ups, we'll do push-ups.
Well, you come back to Iowa a lot, don't you?
Every weekend.
Yeah.
I sleep in my own bed on the farm Fridays and Saturday nights generally, once in a while in a motel.
How about chin-ups? Do you ever do chin-ups? Because I've been trying to do those, and ooh, I'm not good at that.
I don't have a bar handy. I do these push-ups in my office at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't have a bar to do that on, so I don't do them. But I could do maybe 3 or 4, I think.
Wow. Well, you're an inspiration to us all, and thank you for what you're doing and what you've done for so many years. Nice
okay.
to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Have a good day.